Hello and welcome back to Podmas 2024. It is day 9 and today's question is, how often should I release new episodes? So when it comes to when or how often you should release podcasts, it's going to depend on you and what type of flow works best for you. Especially if you are in the early stages, sometimes the excitement or the prep you've done is going to help a lot. So if you are able to dedicate a lot of time to it, you have the capacity to maybe release more episodes, maybe on a weekly basis, compared to someone who doesn't have a lot of time, who's doing it as a one-man army, as a hobby, as something on the side. They can maybe only release a podcast every second week, once a month. Their capabilities aren't as much. So to each their own. But when it comes to the podcast, your consistency is what counts. So if you understand you only have a season to release at a time because that's what you are capable of producing, do that. Have a season, have it run for 12 weeks, release one episode a week, and have that be your podcast. Do one, maybe two seasons a year if that is possible for you. Whereas other people are releasing daily podcasts because that's what they're capable of. It's up to you what works best for you and how you best flow with your podcast creation, because there's a lot of small things that you need to account for. That is because the past few days we've been speaking about what a podcast comprises of, in terms of you need a hosting platform, it takes time to upload, you need equipment if that's something you are going to be spending on, and that takes time to set up and use. So you need to factor in how long it takes to set up your podcast, how long it takes to prep for the podcast in terms of research and scripting, if that's the type of format you're going to do, if you're going to have guests, how long are you going to speak to them? Are you going to have leading questions? Is it going to be more open-ended? These are all the factors that come into play just pre-recording the podcast. Then you need to record it, and then editing takes a lot of time. And we have spoken about editing versus hiring an editor, which is going to affect the time and capabilities and how many podcasts you can release. So it's going to depend on you, your capabilities, and how consistently you can upload those episodes. I know for me, I've been doing this for 4 years, and every year I change my upload day because I find that my capabilities don't lack, they just need a bit more organization. So I went from uploading on a Monday thinking I could do the podcast over the weekend, and that did not work out. And then I moved it to Tuesday. Last year was Wednesday, and this year it was Thursday, and it's been the best for me. It's the perfect happy medium, and it took me 4 years to figure it out. So if it takes you even 4 months, good for you. It takes time, it takes practice, as I've been saying this whole time on all the previous episodes. The faster you start, the more experience you gain, the more you learn. Like, you need to fail at something to learn from it. So keep failing, but fail faster. Like, get the ball rolling. So that is what you need to do. That's all I have for you for today's episode. Thank you so much, and I will see you in tomorrow's one. Bye.